you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
Reading from Joel chapter 2, a portion of verse 13. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, March 14th, 2022. Singing Men Rehearsal tonight, guys. And men, if you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, I invite you to come join us at 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. We're located right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy. We have a private outdoor entrance, and we meet and sing from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight. If you need more information, call the station at 217-367-7777. Well, it's Monday, and so we'll continue with our readings from Dave Early's book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. But I opened up with Joel chapter 2, a portion of verse 13, because it created such a contrast from the many words before then. In fact, you almost need to be strong of heart to begin with Joel. It's got a lot of things going on in the early chapters. The invasion of locusts, there's famine, nations invading the land, there's no water or vegetation, a lot of despairing people, the fields are all dried up. Even the wild animals can't find food or sustenance to keep them alive. And Joel states it's time to repent. And so it's pretty dire, I mean, to begin with. In fact, I just kind of opened up the Bible the other day and started reading along, and I'm like, gosh, I'm getting discouraged here. But then, when we come to return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And as you continue into chapter 3, for the followers of God, there's a bright future and blessings are promised. And so I just wanted to exhort you today, return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And I just felt somebody needed to hear that today, as it was certainly an encouragement to me on Saturday when I read it. Well, today I have a couple songs picked out, and as mentioned, I'll do a reading from chapter 2 from our book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, as that's been our pattern for a number of months on Monday. Now, Marianne usually joins me, but this program is originating at the home studio. My golden retriever had his third seizure recently, so I'm keeping an eye on him, and we'll head into the studio later today in preparation for tonight's Singing Men rehearsal and to follow up on some appointments. But I have a couple songs picked out for you, and one we sang in church on Sunday, and Pastor Jason Schiffel was saying it's one of his favorite songs. And so I got the name of it, came home right after church, looked it up on YouTube, and so you're going to hear the song, Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me, a live version by Selah. And I'm also going to play the song Blessings by Laura Story. as I feel it ties in pretty good with this book of Joel. But let me make a few special request announcements. Are any of you heading up into the Chicagoland area in the next few days? We have a piece of artwork that Phil Shepherd is going to be donating to us, and it's about 4 feet by about 5 feet 9 inches wide, so it needs to fit into a van, obviously with the seats down. But if anyone is heading near the Chicagoland area, it's the suburbs, Phil's willing to meet you somewhere in between. But we'd love to get that artwork brought to our Champaign studio area, because we're going to get it all framed and set up for our grand opening open house. So if you're heading in and around the Chicagoland suburbs in the next few days, and you have a van, let me know and maybe we can coordinate a delivery. Also, are any of you ongoing commuters between Springfield and Champaign that you may act as a courier for us? Recently, we had some stationery and some promotional cards printed up in Springfield, and I haven't had a chance to go to Springfield to get it. And oftentimes when I'm there, I sign thank yous, but sometimes if it's running late, I bring them back with me. But it would be really convenient if somebody goes between Champaign and Springfield once or twice a week. That would give us another opportunity of moving materials back and forth or making special deliveries. So if you're heading up towards the Chicagoland suburbs in the next week and you have a van, or you work or travel between Springfield and Champaign, or Champaign and Springfield, I'd love to talk with you. Just give us a call, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Well, as mentioned, this book of Joel has some hard words and yet also some blessings and promises, and it made me think of Laura Story's song, Blessings, and pay particular attention to these words in her chorus, because what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? This is speaking of God. What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? It's kind of one of those paradoxes when we think, how could something even get worse? And yet it turns out being a blessing in disguise. So here's Laura's story, Blessings.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family. Protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, you hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? Cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness. We doubt your love. As if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while, you hear each day. Your healing comes through tears. And what if 1,000 rain, the storms, the hardest nights, all your mercies in disguise.
That was Laura Story, Blessings, and I think it can give us perspective sometimes when we're thinking one way and it could in fact be a blessing on the other hand. Well, another song that I wanted to share with you today before our readings from Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early is a song titled Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. This is the live version by Selah. And as mentioned, yesterday we sang this in church, and Pastor Jason Schiffo said it was one of his favorite songs. And so I just grew to like it a lot. It's on our playlist now. And the opening lyrics begin with, What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no fear for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Here's Selah.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side, the Savior He. And rejoice.
Christ in me.
That was Selah, Not I, But Through Christ in Me, a live version that I picked up out of YouTube, as I really appreciated singing that in church yesterday and wanted to share it with you today. Well, last Monday we finished chapter 1 in Dave Early's book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. And by way of review, we learned to value the power of prayer, that if you want to maximize your impact, prioritize your prayer life, prayer is the most important task of the spiritual leader, that prayer is the most influential activity a leader can undertake, that prayer saves time, prayer is omnipresent, prayer is the determining factor, prayer provides insight, God does nothing in ministry apart from prayer, prayer is our greatest spiritual weapon, pray or quit, and why not was what we closed out with last week. Well, today I begin chapter 2, Make Time to Pray, and I'll read through the next section, Jesus Christ, Man of Prayer. Here's chapter 2, Make Time to Pray. Who is the ideal model for all Christian leaders to follow? Is it a legendary football coach? Is it the successful CEO of a large corporation? Is it the well-known pastor of a large church? While we can certainly learn from coaches, CEOs, and pastors, shouldn't Jesus be the first on the list of those we seek to emulate? Isn't he our example? Are we not to walk in his footsteps? Yes, I've heard the argument that we can't model ourselves after Jesus because he was the Son of God, and well, we're not. True. But too often we so emphasize his deity that we forget his humanity. Jesus was 100% God, but he was also 100% human. He was not only the Son of God, but he called himself the Son of Man. He voluntarily submitted himself to the same frustrations, limitations, and temptations we face. As a human, he grew hungry, tired, and frustrated. Jesus knew and lived the life of human leadership. We need to adopt Jesus Christ as the foundation on which everything we learn about leadership is built and the template on which everything we learn about leadership is hung. In the next section, Jesus Christ, Man of Prayer. Making Jesus our primary pattern for learning leadership means we need to do what he did. One of the chief leadership skills Jesus practiced was prayer. Jesus Christ was an amazing man of prayer. S.D. Gordon summarized well the prayer life of the leader Jesus when he wrote, quote, "The man Jesus Christ prayed much, needed to pray, loved to pray," end of quote. He added, quote, "Jesus prayed, he loved to pray. He prayed so much and so often that it became a part of his life. It became to him like breathing, involuntary." E.M. Bounds concurs, quote, "Prayer filled the life of our Lord while on earth. Nothing is more conspicuous in the life of our Lord than prayer," end of quote. Yes, I have heard the arguments that we cannot pray like he did because he was the Son of God, but here is the point. If Jesus Christ, the Son of God, needed to pray, how much more do you and I? In the Gospels, there are 15 accounts of Jesus praying. 11 are found in Luke's Gospel. Why? The answer is that, of the writers of the four Gospels, Luke focused most on the human aspects of Jesus. Luke wanted us to see that as a human leader, Jesus lived a life of prayer. Jesus was fully God and fully man. If Jesus the human needed time to pray, how much more do you and I? Well, I'll stop there with our readings from Dave Early's book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. I so highly recommend this book, and we do have copies for the discounted price of $10 at our Springfield and Champaign studios. So call first, stop by, and you can pick up your copy for $10. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.